We've had so much fun here this Thursday, May 7th, live from the Mathai Botanical Garden, presented by Destination Ann Arbor. Don't forget tonight, it's the Pistons, 7 p.m. on Amazon Prime. Go Pistons. Now, we continue our relentless positive radio with a very nice guy who made all of this possible, Chad Wiebesick. He's the Director of Media Relations here at Destination Ann Arbor. And what a nice time to have us during National Travel and Tourism Week. And it's a great time to visit, too. Nice to see you. Thanks for having us, Chad.
Good to see you, Paul. Thanks for being here. And you're right. It's so timely to have you here during National Travel and Tourism Week because it's really a chance to remind people that travel isn't just about vacations. It's, you know, when people go to a community and they visit, they support local businesses and restaurants and hotels, and they really contribute to the quality of life to people that live there.
Right. You cannot overplay the importance of travel and what that means, which is why our whole Pure Michigan theme has been so successful, most successful, I think, plan or program ever, and is copied by other states now all the time, which is, you know, a wonderful compliment. It's so very important. And spring is a great time to visit, especially our Ann Arbor area.
Yeah, spring is really when the area starts to come especially alive, I think. It's when our season really opens up to beautiful outdoor spaces like what you're seeing here at the Botanical Gardens. We have patios that are opening up in our downtown districts. We have tons of festivals and events that are all starting to ramp up. So it's a great time to plan a weekend here, whether you're coming for the food or the art or the culture. And there's really a lot happening this time of the year.
There is indeed. Chad Wiebesick, who is the Director of Media Relations at Destination Ann Arbor, which is a 501c6 not-for-profit organization. The mission, to enhance the economy of the Ann Arbor area and Washtenaw County in general through the promotion of the area as a destination for day and, for that matter, overnight visitors, elevating the economic vitality, connecting our communities through the power of travel. With a great vision, unforgettable destination that celebrates curiosity and inspires discovery. And there are indeed some key events and festivals coming up, not the least of which would be, for example, the Taste of Ann Arbor at the end of the month, unless there's one before that even.
Yeah, well, this our calendar is completely jam-packed this time of the year. I'll start first, like, on the hospitality side. We've had some exciting hotels.
New hotels.
Yeah, that have just opened up recently. So the AC Hotel Ann Arbor Downtown just opened up earlier this year, and it's right in the heart of downtown across from City Hall. And it's really cool because it adds just another modern hotel option for people who want to be close to the restaurants and all the awesome shopping downtown.
Yeah.
And then there's another hotel called the Residence Inn Ann Arbor South. It just opened this week, as a matter of fact. They add 139 extended stay rooms right off of I-94 by State Street. So
right.
That's important because we serve a lot of different types of visitors, from leisure travelers to families and university guests and business travelers. So it's just great to have different options to stay in different parts of town.
Absolutely. And the Taste of Ann Arbor I mentioned, by the way, pack a lunch if you're going to be on M14 because of the construction that's going on. But you can tour the Ann Arbor restaurants that'll be set up along Main Street as food vendors sharing their favorite menu samples. Tickets are $1.
Yeah.
$1 each. Items range in price from 1 to 6 tickets. Obviously, the prices vary and as being celebrated on Main Street, downtown Ann Arbor.
And the Taste of Ann Arbor is fantastic because dining is such a big part of why people travel. And visitors want these memorable experiences. And so, you know, the dining scene continues to deliver that. And you heard from Chef Joe earlier.
Right.
We have James Beard Award winning chefs and experiences here.
That's at Echelon, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
If I remember. And now I'm looking at how many wonderful things. We're going to have to go quickly here. The African-American Downtown Festival, June 6th. The Ann Arbor Summer Festival, June 12th through the 28th. Michigan Celtic Festival, July 10th through the 11th. Oh, the Ann Arbor Art Fair.
Of course. It's July 16th through the 18th. And About 500,000 people over the course of that time come to Ann Arbor.
And let me just say, unless this has changed, don't come on Sunday because they're gone. Is that still true?
It is. Okay. Yep, so it's the 16th through the 18th, and it's a 30-block footprint in downtown.
Spectacular.
And this is the largest juried art fair of its kind in the U.S.
I cherish some of the artworks I bought in the past at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. The Manchester Chicken Broil, July 18th. That sounds good to me. Sounds and Sights Festival, July 24th through the 25th. Ann Arbor Pride, August 1st. Paint Dexter, what is that? Paint Dexter Plain Air Festival?
Yeah, so it's people that are painting outdoors. It's a French word.
Who knew? Yet another bit of knowledge that my listeners get, and I do too, never would have known that was what that was. Live from Tolan Square, Fridays, June through September. You can go online to get all of this information at annarbor.org, annarbor.org for Destination Ann Arbor, all because of this wonderful man who hosted us today, Chad Wiebesick. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Paul. Great being here.
Well, it's great having you here. You have a smile on your face all the time.
Oh, thank you.
I love it when people clearly love doing what they do. You know why? Because they do the best job. I mean, you're doing a great job representing all the folks from Washtenaw County. And we've talked about great things in Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and all of that. Thanks to the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, Ava Nemanja, Ray Templin, Renee Vitale. And don't forget the Pistons tonight, 7 o'clock on Amazon Prime. And Jeff Marcero, God bless you and your travels. Regards, Paul W. Smith.